call is now being recorded.
Good afternoon, this is Damon Simmons, board member, International Space Station of Fire Chiefs Company Officer Section. Today's podcast is number 3 in a series created by the International Association of Fire Chiefs Company Officer Section. The International Association of Fire Chiefs provides numerous opportunities for company officers to engage, learn, and grow professionally. As a member of the IAFC, I encourage you to join so you can access the network and resources provided. To learn more about the company officer membership in the International Association of Fire Chiefs, please visit us at iafc.org/company officer. On the line with us today is Division Chief Brian Freeters of the San Gabriel Fire Department. He is also the current president of the Firefighter Cancer Support Network. Once again, on behalf of the Company Officer Section, Chief Freeters, want to welcome you.
Thank you, Damond. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. As you know, in the American Fire Service, there are many C words that are associated with us: change or lack of change, complacency, and then one of the more current ones and important of them all is cancer. So, Chief Freeters, if you can briefly explain the role of Firefighter Cancer Support Network, and more importantly, how your organization can assist company officers in reducing the rates of occupational cancer in the American Fire Service today.
Sure, I'd be glad to. First of all, thank you again for allowing me to be on this podcast. I think it's incredibly important to get the message about cancer and cancer awareness and prevention out to the members in the fire service, in particular, the company officers, because as we all know and accept, the company officer really is the person in the fire station who sets the tone, who makes the decisions, who is the eyes and ears of what goes on with not only the organization but also its membership. So to address the company officers, it really is a very wise place for us to start, and as it relates to cancer prevention and reduction. Cancer is a looming personal catastrophe for firefighters. We know that. We've established through multiple studies that 1 in 3 of us will likely get cancer at some point in time in our careers. So it's incumbent upon all of us as leaders in the fire service to really take an aggressive stance at doing our part to minimize that exposure, to minimize that risk, so that we can all enjoy a long and healthy career. The Firefighter Cancer Support Network is a nonprofit organization that is dedicated to assisting firefighters and their immediate families who receive a diagnosis of cancer. What we provide is a toolbox that's sent directly to the person who's diagnosed within 24 hours of being contacted by the individual. That toolbox includes several useful tools that someone who's going to be receiving treatment can utilize. There's a lot of information. There's a lot of organizational tools in there that allow them to really get a good start on their journey to survivorship. The second and probably the most important thing that the Cancer Support Network offers is the mentor program. And we have a network of 200 or so mentors across the country and in Canada that are survivors who are also firefighters. And we like to pair individuals who are newly diagnosed with one of those mentors who's had a similar cancer that they've had to sort of walk them through what to expect, sort of describe their journey and take away a lot of the fear of the unknown. And many of you who are listening to this that may be survivors probably can appreciate the importance of kind of knowing what to expect and what's going to happen. A lot of times when you get diagnosed with cancer, you sort of isolate yourself and you want to become reclusive, but as firefighters, we know how important it is to discuss this, to get everybody involved, to rally around you, to really help you move forward with your journey to survival. What can company officers do, was the second part of your question, to minimize and reduce their risk of cancer in the fire service? And this is really a leadership issue. You know, I made a comment last year that's been shot out across YouTube about folks that wear bugles on their collar. The expectation when someone is wearing bugles is that they're going to enforce policies and that they're going to do their best to make sure that their crews are safe and that they're adhering to standards that keep them safe. So when you are a supervisor and you walk into a fire station that you work and you see dirty turnouts and you see the diesel exhaust capture system not connected to the apparatus, when you see people wearing their bunker gear in the living quarters, those are all things that are just not okay. And as a leader and as a supervisor, we have to stop that behavior. And if we're not, then we're the problem. if you're wearing bugles and you choose not to address those issues, those bugles might as well be plungers because you're not using them the way that we expected you to when we put them on your collar. And that's not just for company officers. That's for chief officers. That's for the rookie firefighter. That leadership in the context of cancer starts at any rank, and it doesn't have to be the company officer who governs that, but the company officer in particular is the one who I hold very responsible for the daily operations and the daily opportunities for us to reduce the cancer risk. On the fire ground, we're asking you to decontaminate yourself prior to getting back into the station. We're asking you to, you know, instead of coming back to the station wearing bunker gear filled with soot and insulation and all the other nasty things that we encounter inside of an IDLH environment, we're asking you to take a hose line and wash yourself off and just do a gross decontamination of your turnout and bunker gear. We're asking you to take a product like a rescue wipe to wipe off your skin, to wipe off the areas where the PPE really isn't covered. Your face, your neck, your hands, where the skin is thinner, where the increase in absorption occurs. We're asking you to decontaminate the inside of the apparatus. We oftentimes forget that the inside of the apparatus is just as contaminated as the outside because we're riding back with these dirty soil turnouts to the station, wearing those same contaminants. We're asking people to take a shower, to change their uniform, to exercise every precaution they possibly can to try to reduce the risk of cancer exposure. Most importantly, however, is wearing the SCBA, not just during the firefight, but during all phases of the fire operation, including the overhaul and investigation. Now, the investigation part is very controversial. Everybody seems to think when the smoke dissipates and when the flames are out that there's no more risk, when in fact the higher risk occurs during those phases of the fire. Our stance is the SCBA gets worn from the beginning to the end, all the way through until the investigation. And lastly, some of the preventative things that you can do as an organization, as a company officer, if you know you're going to be out in the sun all day, wear sunscreen. If you're the company officer and you're supervising a crew, don't allow people to use tobacco products. I see every day someone at a fire station either smoking a cigarette or with a big wad of chew in their mouth. Folks, that is exposing you to cancer. You can't allow it. Lastly, medical examinations. You have to get screened. There are many good medical screenings now that allow us to detect breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer, and many other cancers early. But you have to be an advocate for yourself. You have to be an advocate for your crew. Know what those tests are, know what your city allows, and really advocate for yourself and your crew to make sure that they are getting the appropriate screenings on an annual basis so that early detection of cancer may actually occur. Overall, it's a lot of common sense. Many organizations now have a second set of bunker gear. We're encouraging organizations that have the capability to get a second set of bunker gear. That's not always financially possible with smaller agencies, but as a company officer, you can make sure the bunker gear you do have assigned to you is clean, the hood is washed, your helmet is clean, the helmet liner is clean, and that you're operating safely in the firefighting environment.
Chief, as always, it's a pleasure talking with you. As you know, several months ago, you and I were in the same venue, gave the same speech, and that same speech from several months ago still resonates today. I think we both can agree we have a lot of work to do in the fire service, especially as it relates to reducing rates of occupational cancer. I think we can get there with the support of people like you and your organization. And on behalf of the company officer section, I would like to thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule today and talking about the importance of reducing occupational cancer in the fire service from the perspective of a company and chief officer. Thank you, and continue the good work.
Thank you, DeMond. If anybody would like further information about the Firefighter Cancer Support Network or would like some of the literature, perhaps some of the studies, some sample SOPs that we've created from some of our partners across the country, our website, www.firefcsn.net. I'll say it again, www.fcsn.net. Thank you very much. It's an honor and privilege to be part of this, and I look forward to seeing all of you real soon.
Thank you, sir, and have a good night.
You too.